How did it feel to get your black belt?
Well, I will say this. The only belt that I felt like, yeah, that's mine, fuck you very much, was my brown belt. I had been a purple belt for like 6 years at that time. And I'd gone through the purple belt blues where thinking I can't get any improvement. Then I would improve and I'd get better and I'm doing really good. And it's like finally I get the brown belt. It's like, yes, I'm the brown belt. I felt like the day I had it, I was a brown belt. But every other belt, the blue belt and the black belt, when they first, I felt like an imposter, right? Like, fuck, I'm not really here yet. And I am grateful that within the first 3 months of having the black belt, I had that black belt match and won. Because then it's like, okay, I am a black belt. Because at the time, the only comparisons I had to holding the black belt was Gracie's and Machado's. I mean, the icons,
that's,
right?
Yeah, that's case in point for my question. Because today, like, you see people chasing the belt, chasing things.
Yeah.
And it's like, you have to own up to that. You know, you're going to get that belt. You're going to need to represent it. And
We were told it's
different now, you know, but
see,
back then.
We were told in the early days, and I want to say it was either Horion that said this to me, maybe Carlos even. Not everybody gets but to be a black belt, even if they train all the time. And it's so you felt like, God, I might not ever get this. So it did make you dig deep, right? Whereas if you have it where, you know, don't worry, in 2 years, if you still suck, I'm going to promote you. Then it kind of waters it down, right? It becomes a time and grade thing.
Well,